From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan has been appointed by the Pentagon to lead all military hurricane response efforts in Puerto Rico. This comes after mounting criticism of the Trump administration for delaying the response to the disaster caused by Hurricane Maria September 17th. More from VOA's Slatis Ahok.
Under the pressure from critics, President Donald Trump also waived a law that bars foreign ships from bringing aid to the island. But a White House official later told reporters the temporary waiver was granted as a precaution, not as a necessity.
In this particular case, we had enough capacity of U.S. flag vessels to take more than or to exceed the requirement in need of diesel fuel and other commodities into Puerto Rico.
Much of the aid, including bottled water, food, and medical supplies, is stranded in Puerto Rico's main port as there are not enough drivers and trucks to distribute it. Officials say some communities are hard to reach because of the damaged infrastructure.
Representatives from social media giant Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining there were key links to Russia and it sought to interfere in U.S. politics. That closed-door session followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook. After President Donald Trump last week issued a new executive order giving the United States greater leverage over foreign banks that support the North Korean regime, the U.S. is now looking at implementing tougher sanctions. Susan Thornton, acting Assistant Secretary of State for Asian and Pacific Affairs, told a congressional committee the administration is working with allied countries to try and ferret out the illicit underground networks. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson embarked on his second trip to China Thursday, seeking Beijing's cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against North Korea's nuclear provocations amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. State Department correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
The escalation of rhetoric between leaders from Washington and Pyongyang is adding to an already growing sense of pessimism that the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is possible. But Asia expert and former Reagan and Bush administration official Douglas Paul says China's influence over North Korea is limited.
The North is very reluctant to take instruction from China. It'll exploit whatever it can get from China, but it doesn't look for political guidance from China. And so this is a problem that we in South Korea are going to handle directly with North Korea as we go forward.
South Korean Foreign Affairs Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said earlier this week in Washington that although time is running out, there is still room for diplomacy. Tillerson's Beijing visit follows one by U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who has said China needs to provide fair and reciprocal treatment for American companies. For State Department correspondent Nike Ching, this is Cindy Sain, VOA News.
A U.N. visit to Myanmar's troubled Rakhine State has been postponed due to bad weather. About 400 people have been killed in subsequent clashes. Satellite images released by rights group Amnesty International have shown entire Rohingya villages being burned. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley.
The government must commit to welcoming all who have been displaced to return to their original homes. We were glad to see the commitment made by the state counselor during her State of the Union address to allow those who fled the violence to voluntarily return to their homes when it is safe to do so.
Flight cancellations threaten to deepen Iraq's humanitarian crisis, and on Friday, all international flights to the region are set to be canceled. And that's retaliation for the Kurdish independence referendum this week that passed with more than 92% of the vote. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Thursday agreed to push for the creation of a de-escalation zone in Syria's key northern province of Idlib to help end the civil war there. But Erdogan is taking a hard-line approach to a referendum for independence. After several hours of talks over dinner, the two leaders underlined the importance of the deepening relationship between the two countries. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.